Hello and welcome to today's edition of Side Retired. It is Dylan, and we've got a very special interview from the New York Mets today. So let's hit the intro music and get right into this. Hello and welcome to today's edition of Side Retired. Obviously, this would be the part where co-host Nico jumps in, but he's currently on a flight to Miami. But we are still here on a Zoom call talking baseball, and I'm extremely excited to be joined by Chloe Walker, a player development associate for the New York Mets. Chloe, thanks so much for joining me tonight.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Absolutely. So, one of the first questions we like to ask our guests is, in case our listeners aren't familiar with your story, if you want to just give a brief bio slash summary of what your role in the baseball world has been so far.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am from Northern Illinois. If you're familiar with Bobby Miller, same hometown, grew up kind of watching him, managed by high school baseball team. COVID hit my junior year of high school, and I was like, this would be fun to do in college. Emailed a bunch of programs, got a couple job offers, but basically just was very persistent. I kind of annoyed a bunch of programs until they gave me job offers, one of them being Ole Miss, and was very blessed to get a student worker position with them. While I was there, I was in charge of our booster organization, but also I ran bats during the back half of my time there. And kind of help with the stats and analytics. Absolutely had a wonderful time. I was absolutely blessed in being able to work with the pitching staff there. Our coaches, all of our coaches are geniuses, but Coach Lafferty is just insane. He really loves what he does and it shows. And then started with the Mets in January as a player development associate and kind of loving life since.
Absolutely. I love it. Well, the first thing I always love to ask is obviously baseball. There's some people in the world that at 2 years old, there's a baseball in their hand and they're ready to go. And then there's people that develop that skill slash appreciation later on in life. At what point did you know, hey, this could be in my future and something I want to pursue as a career?
So, sorry, I don't know if you can hear my dog in the background.
You're all good.
I was actually just talking to my mom about it this morning. I liked baseball. I was a huge tomboy growing up. All of my friends played. It was just kind of a thing that I liked to go watch. I got hurt my freshman year of high school and couldn't play volleyball, couldn't run track. I was like, I need something to occupy my time, and that's where the managing baseball came in. I knew how to do a game book, and that was pretty much my selling point to our high school baseball coach was, I can do a game book, and why wouldn't you hire me? And managed with them. And I mean, seriously, this morning I was like, Mom, if 14-year-old me knew that she was working for a professional baseball team, she would be like, because at 14 years old, I thought I was going to Harvard and I thought I was going to be the next president. That was 14-year-old Chloe's aspirations. I think by 18, I think by my freshman year of college, I was like, hey, there's actually more careers in baseball than coaching. And I had zero interest in being a coach then. Now that's all that I want to do. But at that point I was like, analytics sounds cool, and there's actually jobs in baseball that I didn't know existed. And I think that was what was a selling point for me.
Absolutely. And following up on that a little bit, I know you mentioned earlier when you were going, you did a lot of work in the baseball world in high school and then wanted to continue doing that in college. Was that part of your college decision process, or sort of how did you come about Ole Miss being the right spot to go to college?
100%. I knew that I didn't want to go to a school where I couldn't work for the baseball team. At that point, it wasn't because I wanted to work in baseball after college. It was just because it was something I enjoyed doing. She's been asleep all day and chooses now to be loud. Yeah, you. Yeah, so that was absolutely part of the decision process. Ole Miss was a stand-up from the beginning. My dad's childhood best friend has daughters that are 4 years older than me, twin girls. One went to Bama, one went to Ole Miss. And I absolutely wanted to emulate the one who went to Ole Miss. Like, we're very similar. She was like the big sister I never had. They both are, but Sarah especially. And I knew if I could get a job with Ole Miss baseball, I mean, you can't really turn down a job with Ole Miss baseball, but Ole Miss especially because of Sarah.
Absolutely. I love that. Well, as you just mentioned, you couldn't turn down an offer at Ole Miss, and then you were, as a freshman, already working with the team. So what was that progression like, starting with the team from the get-go and obviously 3, 4 years later still working in a prominent role for them?
Yeah, so I was actually only with the team for 2.5 years. I'm graduating a year early, and I took this last semester to go work for the Mets. My freshman year, honestly, I didn't do a whole lot of work with the players. I sat in bullpens and kind of operated Rapsodo, fed the numbers to the coaches, but that was about the extent of my work with the team. Back half of last year, I started running bats. And getting more involved in bullpens and just kind of getting more hands-on, gaining the trust of the coaching staff and the players. And then that really took effect this past semester, or the fall semester, when I got really hands-on and got to work a lot more closely with Coach Laff and ask more questions and kind of pick his brain quite a bit more.
Absolutely. And you've mentioned it a couple of times. So if you want to give our audience a little insight into it, because I know some of them are not as familiar in the college baseball world. Bats, do you want to explain to everyone what is that slash what was that process like?
Bats is our video stats system. It's not very user-friendly. It was kind of the bane of my existence throughout our season. You will hear we have another PD associate with the Mets who worked for UConn and loves bats, wishes that the Mets minor league system had bats, wants to run bats, will praise it till the end of his days. I think it's the bane of my existence. Has their own thing. It's essentially just you press play, you press stop, you have to track everything, tag the pitch, and where the ball goes, who fields it in less than like 10 seconds. It's not fun. Trackman is a lot more user-friendly because it's been updated quite a bit more. But I do think the video system works a lot better than TrackMan's does.
Absolutely. I know it's definitely a fun trade-off in that we have not yet gotten access here at Georgetown to a TrackMan. I know we're working on something of that facilities type, but coaches like Dylan, you realize that once we do have those tracking systems in place, the workload is going to go up a lot. You're going to have to be tracking every pitch. And while we'll get a lot of clean data, there's a lot of dirty work that goes on behind the scenes with it.
Absolutely.
I love it. Well, sort of following up on that, though, obviously, this is a lot of work with the baseball team. You've mentioned that you're graduating early as well. And then you're also a full-time student happening at the same time. How was this work-life balance? Because I know everyone talks about the student-athlete lifestyle, but you're the student manager, graduating early, all this together lifestyle.
It's not easy. Anyone who tells you that any kind of education while you're working full time is easy is lying to you. Student athletes have it hard. Student managers have it hard. I'm not going to say what I'm doing is more so than what anyone else is doing. But it's definitely difficult. I've been really blessed working for the Mets, who have been super understanding that like school comes first. You're not going to get that with a lot of organizations. They know I need to graduate. That was kind of the stipulation with me starting now was I need to graduate college. And have been absolutely awesome through spring training, kind of just giving me grace and maybe not assigning me a difficult project on midterms week and just helping me balance myself.
Absolutely. I was going to follow up on that point of sort of obviously you're working at Ole Miss baseball, and then all of a sudden, how does the connection make and how does it work that now you're working for the Mets while still being a student?
Yeah, so I've been to Take the Field, which is a women's conference at the MLB winter meetings for the past 2 years. That's actually how I met Shannon. And made a lot of really great connections there. And those connections kind of led me to the Mets. I have stayed in contact with a lot of people from the Mets. But then really just searching online, I wasn't anticipating getting any offers. Going through the interview process, like I am young. I'm not graduating until May. A lot of teams are really turned off by that. I like to think the Mets saw that as more of a determination thing. And ended up getting the offer during the meetings. Just kind of worked out. All the dominoes fell into place. I found someone to sublease my apartment like the next day. Talked to the baseball team. They were super understanding. I mean, obviously, I'm not there. I'm not working for them. But they were super understanding in that, you know, this is pro ball, this is the dream, this is going to get me to where I need to be. I need to take it.
I love
So
that.
it's awesome. Yeah.
No, I love that answer. And obviously, another one of the things that we love to ask our guests, especially the women in the baseball industry that we have on, is that obviously everyone sees on the baseball field, it's all guys and all the managers are guys, but there is now a strong presence in the baseball game, whether it's coaches, broadcasting, analytics for women in the sport. So, what does it feel like to you when you hear the phrase women in baseball now that you are one of them on the pro side?
You know, it gives me chills every time someone says that, and like, it's absolutely incredible. I'm really proud to say that the Mets have the most female coaches in all of professional baseball. And I'm so blessed to get to work with them every day. I work with some really inspiring women: Regan Saulnier, Rachel Neugart, Bree Nasty, Rachin Aucoin, just absolutely incredible women. Liz Benn. I mean, it's a blessing. Women can do it just as well, and really happy to be there and be proving that and be one of those women that's out on the field. Hopefully, one day I'll be an inspiration to some little girl who wants to work in baseball and keeps getting told no, and she can do it.
Absolutely. It's such a small world. We had Bree on the podcast. I think it was earlier in spring training. So now I'm starting to realize all the webs are starting to get connected on the show. But that's great to hear at the Mets. I didn't know that. I have the number one most females in their industry, in the baseball industry. That's definitely a cool stat to have out there.
Coaching for sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, sort of following up on that, you said potentially if your journey is inspiring to the next generation, say there is maybe a 15-year-old listening to the podcast right now and thinks all I want to do is be in the baseball world, whether it's a girl or a guy or anyone like that. What would be the advice you have for them of how to get into the shoes that you're in right now?
So my grandma always says the worst they can do is say no. And I've completely lived by that. If you put yourself out there, somebody says no, oh well, move on, maybe revisit it later. And 90% of life is confidence. And the thing about confidence is no one knows if you're faking it or not. Fake it till you make it. Obviously, if you put something on your resume that like you don't have, people are gonna find out. I have friends who have done it. It doesn't work out very well. So don't fake that, but go into everything with your chin high and shoulders back and high, and you're gonna be just fine.
I love that. Well, one thing that's definitely on your resume, and it is not fake, is a national championship because you were at Ole Miss when you guys brought the championship home. So, what was that experience like? I know you were probably around the team a little bit. So, was the vibes entering the season, hey, we could win this all, or did it sort of happen unexpectedly all of a sudden?
So we hit a hot streak beginning of the season. We were doing really well, and then completely fell off the wagon. I mean, it was getting really bad. If you were following Ole Miss at all, you know there was a lot of fire Mike Bianco. This team is going downhill. Like, there's no saving this team. And then somehow they turned it around. I wish I knew what was I wish I knew what did it, because I would love to implement that with every team I work for. Like, I would love to implement that with every team ever. It was just, I see like a switch flipped, and these guys really figured it out. They put it all together. Unfortunately, I didn't get to go to Omaha. But even through like just the communication I have with the coaches that week, I mean, the vibes were high. I don't know if they really thought they were gonna win it all. But everyone was really, really proud to be there.
Absolutely. And that's obviously a big thing to have on sort of all the hard work that goes into a college baseball season. Everyone always thinks, oh, it's from February to June, but there's a lot of work that happens fall and summer and winter trying to get to that Omaha point. And obviously, being there and winning it all is definitely one of the most rewarding things possible.
Absolutely.
I love it. Well, another big question that we always like to ask our guests is obviously, you've done a lot in a short amount of time, whether it's with Ole Miss or with the New York Mets. Where do you see yourself going, whether it's 5 years from now, 10 years from now? Because I know you've mentioned maybe it was analytics at first, now it's heavy into the coaching world. Where would, say, maybe in the future, Chloe Walker is going to find herself?
Hopefully, as a pitching coach. I really thought that I would want to be an analyst. I really like numbers. Found out pretty quickly numbers don't like me. Don't get along with math. As soon as you start adding letters and things that, you know, it makes no sense to me. And I don't want to be behind a computer screen all day. I don't want to be in an office setting. I want to be out with athletes. This summer, I interned for the Badlands Big Six in Dickinson, North Dakota, and really got my first taste of that. Our pitching coach had to leave maybe about a quarter of the way through the season. And he's like, "Well, you've worked in the bullpen with Ole Miss pitchers. If you can do that there, you can do it here. You know, basically try not to suck." And handed off the bullpen to me, and I really got to work with our guys. I taught a couple guys a couple new pitches, refined a couple things, worked with our pitching coach, and I'm sorry, with our head coach, who's a pitching coach at his college, but worked with him, and we had no technology. We didn't have a Rapsodo, we didn't have a TrackMan. It was a radar gun and our eyes. And we made a pitching chart and created formulas in Excel to show improvement and show where guys are, give them something to go back to their, everyday coaches with. And that was really my first taste of it and really, really got me going.
And that's one of the big things that I've never gotten to experience summer baseball experience. I've always been just here in New York City, and that's not a big thing here. But what is that experience like for you? Sort of, is it the players are obviously still focused on their college seasons, but people are trying to still win during summer ball. So what is that balance like having been there for a full summer?
So I wasn't with any major, I wasn't with the Northwoods or with the Cape. I was in the middle of nowhere, North Dakota, which I think is a unique experience in itself. Town was really small. Everyone loved the Big Six. I think that really fed into it. We had the best fans in the league for sure. It's interesting because pitchers get caps going into the season. They're only allowed to pitch this many innings. You need to stay healthy. If someone gets hurt, they're completely hands off. It's like, this team doesn't really matter in the long run. I need to be healthy to get into my college season. We had a couple hitters get capped, which was interesting. You would think you would want as many ABs as possible. Some teams were like, absolutely not. You're coming back. You're getting cut off. And a lot of that happens when you're getting into playoffs, which is really unfortunate. We didn't make it this past season, and a lot of it had to do with players getting capped. So it's a touchy balance.
Absolutely. Well, we have three fun questions. I know Nico usually loves this part of the segment or the interview, but he's not here. So I'm going to try to have his energy. But there are three rapid fire fun questions to wrap up the interview if you're game for them.
Absolutely.
So the first one, and Shannon had a great answer for this one, but it's the bottom of the ninth in the World Series, and you're coming up to bat, and there's got to be a massive walk-up song playing at Citi Field. What is playing on the speakers?
Dang. Bottom of the Welcome to the show. I know that's kind of a basic one, but if it's bottom of the ninth World Series going out with a bang, it's gonna be Welcome to the Show, and we're gonna figure it out.
That is a great answer. We're hitting a walk-off home run with that walk-up song. The second one Nico has is your favorite baseball moment that you've had so far working in the industry.
I feel like the basic answer would be, say, winning the World Series. But that's basic, so it obviously can't be my answer. This summer I had the opportunity to teach a player how to throw a cutter. He just needed something going the other way that he could throw to a lefty comfortably and get it figured out. I think the best moment that I've had in baseball was him throwing that pitch to a lefty for a punchy. And just like he did it, he figured it out. And it was really rewarding. If I can get 1 player 1% better every day, it's a great day.
Absolutely. I feel like now that I've sort of adopted the student manager analytics role here at Georgetown, that if my arm can't throw beyond 80, 81, if I can help the guy that is on the mound, that's a really rewarding experience. So getting to see that you've done that as well is a really cool. I obviously have not done it yet here, but hoping to someday in the future. But hearing experiences like that in the coaching world is what keeps the younger generation going and figuring that coaching is a really rewarding experience too. But the last question we had for you, and I guess this can be a two-parter, in that before you came onto the show, our last interview, we had Shannon O'Neill on, and she said that you'd be a great next guest to have on the show. So the first half of the question is any experiences slash fun stories you've had with Shannon? And then the back half of it is, would you like to continue the chain going forward and shout someone else out as well?
So I met Shannon at the winter meetings this past year. hit it off really well. We went to dinner the night that we met. We were there for 3 hours, just talking and connecting as women, but as women in baseball, and just gaining that friendship. And that, I mean, making friends in the industry is so important, male or female. But Shannon is a great person, great resource. Don't have a lot of stories besides that because the only time I've seen her in person. But she is absolutely incredible. As far as shouting anyone else out, you said you already had Bree. Rachel Newgard would be absolutely incredible. Reagan Saulnier, absolutely incredible. Who else would be a good one? Are you looking for women? Are you looking for like just anyone?
I think I've always had the mindset of I love having a great 20 to 30 minute conversation with anyone that's willing to sit in a Zoom room. So, had a blast on this one. So, whoever you think would be great, I'm sure is going to be awesome.
I love it. Hunter Broadbent would be awesome. He worked for UConn through college, was the he's a student manager and just had a great time with it. He'd have a lot of stories to tell.
Awesome. I love it. Well, this has been a blast so far. Let's go, Mets. I know this was the only team that didn't play in baseball today here on opening
I
day,
know.
which was like, I know all my friends were posting about it's opening day. Let's go. And I'm like, well, not for
Tomorrow.
us. We got another day, but hopefully some wins this weekend. And thanks so much for hopping on the podcast tonight.
Thank you for having me. This was awesome.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So for Dylan and Chloe, until the next time, the side is retired.